Sharon Middleman. A volatile situation in Libya and serious concerns about radiation contamination in Japan. President Obama is in Latin America on a business building trip, but he's monitoring events around the world. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer is traveling with the president. He joins us live.
Well, Sharon, President Obama will receive frequent updates as preparations mount for enforcement of the no-fly zone over Libya. He has made it clear that warplanes from other allied countries will take the lead in the opening phase, and there are no plans to deploy U.S. ground troops. Libya, though, could be a dicey topic as the president meets here with Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff. Brazil abstained from the U.N. vote on the no-fly zone, but hopes for expanded trade ties with Brazil are really expected to dominate the talks here. Live in Brasilia, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Mark Phillips in Tripoli, where there are reports today that Libyan citizens are being collected around potential targets for any enforcement of the U.N. resolution fly zone. Libyans have been spending a nervous day around their capital, casting eyes toward the sky. They don't anticipate any action overhead until after dark here, but we are now mid-afternoon, and the mood of nervousness is in fact rising.
Well, an emergency international summit is being held at this hour in Paris, looking at how best to deal with Libya and deciding if countries' militaries should be called out.
World leaders are still talking, but according to reports from the Paris summit, military action against Libya could start as soon as that meeting is over. Enforcing a no-fly zone is likely to mean more than shooting down Libyan fighters. There may be preemptive attacks against Libyan air defenses, as well as a blitz on the army's tanks and armored vehicles. The UN resolution authorized anything necessary to protect civilians. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Traces of radioactive material have been found in food in Japan. It's the latest fallout from the Japanese nuclear plant breakdown that followed the devastating earthquake and tsunami there last week.
This is Steve Futterman in Tokyo. In the next 24 hours, we expect officials at the Fukushima power plant to see if they can restart the cooling systems for the damaged reactors. If the cooling systems can be restarted, it could slow down the leak of radiation. The leaks are now having ramifications. Radiation has been found in milk and spinach in the Fukushima area, above legal limits.
Well, today is the 8th anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
We've given the Iraqis an opportunity to establish a representative democratic state, which is not a threat to anyone else in the world.
Former Secretary of State in the Clinton administration, Warren Christopher, has died at the age of 85. This is CBS News.
Forecast from the WCRN AccuWeather Center. Calling for partly sunny today with a high in the 40s. Tonight, clear, cool, low in the 20s. Mostly sunny for Sunday with a high in the 40s. And the extended outlook for Monday, cloudy, breezy, rain, high in the 40s. 41 right now in Worcester, 46 in Boston. In sports, Celtics dropped a 93-77 loss last night to the Rockets in Houston. Bruins will be visiting the Maple Leafs tonight. NCAA Hockey Title East match is now set. It'll be Boston College facing Merrimack. And in Red Sox baseball, split squads both lost yesterday, 7-3 in one case to the Tampa Bay Rays and 8-3 to the visiting Detroit Tigers. I'm Bob Hokanson. This is your True Talk station. This is AM 830 WCRN.
Aaron Pallet has provided dependable service for 43 years to businesses large and small. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, 800-248-7543. On the web at aaronpallet.com.
Would you like to increase the value of your home? Are you tired of water in your basement? Well, stop ignoring a major part of your house.
And don't let your basement wash you out.
Hello, this is Joe.
And this is Diane from Basement Technologies of Western Mass. Did you know the air quality in your home is directly related to your basement?
If your basement is damp, musty, or you consider it the endangered zone, do what homeowners all over Western Mass do. Call the Wave Dogs at Basement Technologies of Western Mass at 1-888-WAVE-DOG and let us show you how easy and inexpensive it is to keep your basement dry for good.
As official installers of the Basement Technology Systems, our patented products keep moisture out of your basement and add usable storage and living space, which increases the value of your home.
So give us a call at 1-888-WAVE-DOG or visit us online at thewavedogs.com and keep your basement dry for good with our lifetime warranty.
And remember, don't let your basement wash you out.
Central Plaza Pizza, 220 Main Street, is more than just the best pizza in Townsend. Our roasted chicken, sweet potato fries, and cheesesteaks will keep your mouth watering as our free delivery saves you money. And Monday nights belongs to the kids with balloon animals, movies, and specials for the whole family. Join our family at Central Plaza Pizza, 220 Main Street, Townsend, 978-597-2223.
We all know that the Border Grill and Bar on Mill Street, Leominster, and the Southside Grill and Margarita Factory on West Broadway in Gardner have some of the best food you can buy, from their Taco Tuesdays to their simply delicious all-you-can-eat weekday lunch buffets. Did you know that you can enjoy that same great taste at your home, business, or function? Our Good Eats to You catering service offers a wide menu of delicious choices. Hors d'oeuvres, cold cuts, brunches, and breakfast, and even theme parties and meals with your choice of full-service catering or drop-off shaping, all at prices that will leave a pleasant taste in your mouth. Let Good Eats to You make your party an event you'll never forget. Give us a call at 978-840-0194. 978-840-0194.
40 years ago, when abortion was uncommon, 1% of all births were to unwed mothers. Millions of taxpayer dollars in abortions later, 40% of all births are to unwed mothers. Well done, Planned Parenthood. Choose life. Paid for by Fitchburg and Leominster MCFL.
And we are here on an abbreviated version of the Tech Guy on the Radio, here with 50,000 watts of true talk on WCRN, 8:30 a.m. out of Worcester. And remember, you can call in and talk to us at 508-438-0965. It's an abbreviated day because Boston College has advanced in the NIT tournament, beating McNeese State 82-64, and will be playing Northwestern today at 11 a.m., so we will be bumped today for that. Also, we want to remind everybody that this hour, and our hour, I should say, today, is brought to you by Basement Technologies of Western Massachusetts. Don't let your basement wash you out. Call 1-888-WAVE-DOG and keep your basement dry forever. And after this winter, John, you know that people need to get those basements dry.
They certainly do. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there with things that are damp and musty or floating in basements.
Yeah, I still have a little bit of snow on my front lawn.
You do?
I got some
in the backyard.
It hasn't all melted yet. I also want to throw in a quick plug for one of my customers, one of our advertisers, the Neshoba Club Restaurant. I went down there for lunch on St. Patrick's Day, and I did not get the corned beef and cabbage, but I got myself a sub down there, and I got to tell you, their small sub was so full.
How full was it?
You know what I look like. I was filled up pretty fast, and the chips were premium.
The good thing is radio, folks.
So I want to tell you guys, the Neshoba Club Restaurant, you're going to get yourself filled up really good down there.
Hey, Peter, I got an idea, by the way, for one of your customers, because we're talking about wet basements. Other than the fact that you have one of your sponsors stops that.
Yes.
But for those people that haven't had a chance to stop it, and it's, you know, they could go to your pallet company.
That's right. Aaron Pallet. You can pick up pallets there.
Do they sell plastic as well as wood? Do you know?
They only sell wooden pallets, but if you need pallets, remember, you mentioned a tech guy, you get 5% off your first order.
There you go. And what you can do is you can take a pallet and go down to like a cheap dollar store and buy yourself a small like tarp. Put the pallet down, put the tarp on it, and you can keep your stuff, and hopefully that extra 3, 4, 5 inches will keep your things dry.
That'll make a difference. But enough about the wetness of New England and the snow.
We are
sick of the snow that we had this year. Let's talk about something very pleasant, and that's our guest, and now my editor. She was not my editor when I signed her as a guest, but she is my editor now, Susanna Fleetwood of the Minority Report. Susanna, are you there?
Yes, I am, Peter. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, and our listeners can hear you, too. Thanks for coming on the show. I want to explain a little bit. I asked you to come on the show when I saw you at CPAC this year, And between that time and now, you invited me to be part of the Minority Report, where I am now writing as one of the places. Can you tell our listeners a bit about the Minority Report and why they should be reading it every day?
Well, it now become a really huge blog, I would say. It's a force to be reckoned with in the blogosphere. What's so great about the Minority Report is we've got a really big diversity of opinions going on. You know, we have a lot of just big-name bloggers, for instance, like you or Nice Deb or Robert Stacy McCain, you know, who write columns there, or Jeff DeNutz, you know, Yid with the Lid. Then we have, you know, a lot of guys who also, you know, post for, with Red State or friends with that community, you know, E. Burke, M. Michael Becker, E. Pluribus Unum. Then we have people who, you know, are, so we have, like, the more, I guess you say, the red meat, you know, Tea Party guys. Then we've got wonky guys from, you know, one guy from American Spectator and from Forum, John Guardiano. You know, so we've got, and then Steve also, Steve Foley, is great with, you know, up-to-the-minute news updates, and he's very, you know, kind of libertarian, wonky Reason TV. So we've got all different types of opinions, and you've got me, who does more cultural and snarky stuff. We've got a guy from Big Hollywood, Chris Yogers, who does movie reviews, a guy who does cartoons from Red State, Toby Dial. So, I mean, we've got, you name it, we've got it. We're kind of like, I guess, the Real Clear Politics of the right-wing blogs, or I would say, or you know how the Huffington Post is a leftist blog, but it's got all different types of bloggers. You know, all different types of left-wing bloggers. We've got all different kinds of right-wing bloggers, so you can come and get a little bit of everything at our blog, you know. It's very diverse.
As, and you have all sorts of stuff. For example, I write on business and tech, but I also do interviews. We have some of the coverage of Herman Cain's events in New Hampshire. Today, if you go to the Minority Report, and let me point out to people that that is at theminorityreport.com, theminorityreport.com.
You did a great interview with Herman Cain this week, by the way.
Well,
you know, yeah, you can see interviews with Herman Cain by the Tech Dot. You can read movie reviews from Big Hollywood. You can, you know, see just about, you know, read grassroots stuff. You can, you know, from people from Unified Patriots. You can literally read just about, you know, columns cross-posted from American Spectator. You can read just about anything, you know.
And it's funny you should mention about the things you can read. Now, people would be saying, one question that people would ask is, why do we need another aggregate blog on the right? And I think that some of the answers to that question took place this week. And I'm going to bring up two posts very quickly and two events that I'd like to comment on. One of them went up today. In Montana, there was a Molotov cocktail thrown at an anti-abortion protester. And when the police, it just barely missed the little old lady. And when the police were called, the reaction of the police was, you know, you have to expect this kind of reaction if you're protesting at an abortion business. Now, if this had been thrown at an abortion clinic, I'm sure this would have been headline news everywhere. You know, you would have seen CNN, MSNBC, they would have been right there.
Oh, yeah, dangerous right-wing extremists.
Dangerous right-wing extremists? This, nothing. A second thing to bring up, Ann Althaus. I did a column at the Minority Report. Let's plug the site again.
Great column,
called,
by the way.
The Internet Never Forgets, about death threats that went out at Ann Althaus, who's done yeoman work on Wisconsin, and how, again, the media didn't pick this up, and you've seen writing on this. You've even seen Lee Stranum at the Huffington Post talk about this. You've seen it mentioned that big government, 20 days of union thuggery, and the newspapers have just not picked it up. The mainstream media has not picked it up, but the Minority Report and sites like that do.
Yeah, I mean, we literally try to cover, you know, every aspect of the right-wing blogosphere. We want it to be a place where people can come and get some of everything. You know, instead of having to go to 5 different blogs, you know, they can just go to ours and see some of everything. In fact, my ultimate goal eventually is to even have bloggers, you know, our more, you know, red meat bloggers disagree with our more libertarian bloggers and write blogs, you know, pointing out where the other is wrong and having a civilized debate.
It's fun.
And, you know,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but we really like the idea so far of how it's shaping up with all these different all of them right-wing or conservative, but all different viewpoints under a big umbrella. It makes for a very interesting read.
It's funny you should mention that, because I'm going to give a plug for our April 2nd show. We are going to have a duel of the right-wing bloggers. We're going to have Robert Stacy McCain and Little Miss Attila on at the same time. As you may know, they've been debating about feminism lately.
Yeah, she's coming on to write a column for us, too, like once a week. And he already has written it for us, so maybe we can get them to debate the Minority Report as well.
So hopefully, maybe you can live blog it while we have it on the radio. But we're going to be having both Attila and Stacy McCain on together on April 2nd. You are not going to want to miss this one. There may be blood on the floor, John.
Peter, you got to expound a little bit about what they're going at each other about.
Well, because we have an abbreviated show, I'll talk a little bit about it more next week when we have Anita Moncrief of the Cyprus Atticus Tea Party. But we have to take a break now and pay a few bills. This is the Tech Guy on the Radio, 50,000 watts of true talk and 50,000 watts of Red Sox baseball on WCRN. Call in and talk to us at 508-438-0965.
Would you like to increase the value of your home? Are you tired of water in your basement? Well, stop ignoring a major part of your house.
And don't let your basement wash you out.
Hello, this is Joe.
And this is Diane from Basement Technologies of Western Mass. Did you know the air quality in your home is directly related to your basement?
If your basement is damp, musty, or you consider it the endangered zone, do what homeowners all over Western Mass do. Call the Wave Dogs at Basement Technologies of Western Mass at 1-888-WAVE-DOG and let us show you how easy and inexpensive it is to keep your basement dry for good.
As official installers of the Basement Technology Systems, our patented products keep moisture out of your basement and add usable storage and living space, which increases the value of your home.
So give us a call at 1-888-WAVE-DOG or visit us online at thewavedogs.com and keep your basement dry for good with our lifetime warranty.
And remember, don't let your basement wash you out.
Aaron Pallet has been a leader in the industry known for dependable service for 43 years. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Need pallets in a pinch? Aaron Pallet's radio dispatch trucks are on the job, and your small business isn't small to us. A call to 800-248-7543 brings you the same great service that some of the largest food manufacturers in the world rely on. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, on the web at aaronpallet.com. There are many ways that you can be a soldier's angel. You can adopt a soldier, sending letters and care packages to the deployed. You can give to Project Valor IT, buying voice-controlled laptops and systems for the wounded. You can sew or crochet for Operation Top Knot, making items for infants and expectant mothers and military families. There are many ways to be a soldier's angel. Find your way at soldiersangels.org. Do you have a little angel in you?
At ETR Labs, we know water well. We have tests for every budget, from basic tests for sanitary water, advanced tests to satisfy FHA and VA loans, and unique ETR tests that analyze for microbiological identification. You can't be healthy without safe drinking water. Don't drink the water until you've called ETR Labs at 978-840-2941. That's ETR Labs, 29 Fuller Street, Leominster, Mass., 978-840-2941, or on the web at etrlabs.com.
Have you always wanted to learn to fly? Well, you're just $59 away from the cockpit at the FCA Flight Center at Fitchburg Airport. You provide the drive. We'll provide the plane, the instructor, and the adventure. Take that first step into the freedom of the skies and find out just how affordable your dream can be. Conquer the air for only $59 at the FCA Flight Center at Fitchburg Airport, 978-345-0373, on the web at fcaflightcenter.com.
As oil continues to rise in price, let Fireside Stoves give you a low-cost alternative to stay warm. Coal, wood, or pellet, Fireside Stoves gives you the options that are both cheaper and greener than oil. Declare your energy independence with Fireside Stoves, 10 Mass Ave, Lunenburg, 978-424-4333.
At the law offices of Kristen A. Broussard, we understand that times are hard and even harder when you need a lawyer. That's why we offer low rates and flexible payment plans to make things easier in a time of need. So when you need competent legal advice, call the law offices of Kristen A. Broussard for a free confidential consultation at 978-503-1119. That's 978-503-1119.
Whether you have a whip or a whoopty, Acid Rain Car Audio will make your sound reign supreme. From kicker to pile, we'll crank up your sound without blowing out your wallet. Put the bump in your trunk at Acid Rain Car Audio, 157 Lunenburg Street, Fitchburg, 978-549-2415. That's 978-549-2415.
978-549-2415. And we are back with 50,000 watts of true talk here on WCRN's The Tech Guy on the Radio. You can join our conversation at 508-438-0965. We have John Weston from Conservatively Speaking still with us. And we have Susanna Fleetwood from The Minority Report still with us. Now, I want to bring up something. And, John, I don't mean to embarrass you slightly.
That's quite all right.
By mentioning this. But when we're talking about the stories that the media doesn't cover.
Yes.
And media bias. One of the real methods of media bias are ignoring some stories. It's not just how they report stories. It's the stories that are chosen to be reported.
Absolutely.
And
correct.
I was telling you this morning about a story out of Israel.
Yes.
And you had not heard of it, which, and you're a very well-informed fella.
Yes. And I try to be.
And I want to bring up this up. This was written about on, again, the Minority Report. You can find it on March 14th by Steve Foley. The story is titled, Palestinian Terrorists Murder Family in Israel, Including Three-Month-Old Infant. Now, you would think, considering what happened here, you literally had, on the West Bank, Palestinian terrorists coming in, killed the father, beheaded the three-month-old infant, stabbed to death the 12-year-old and the 5-year-old, which is horrible. I mean, that itself is horrible enough. Then you had, in the West Bank, Palestinians celebrating this and giving out candy to celebrate this as a, it's traditional at times of celebration to give out sweets in the Palestinian territories. Giving out sweets and celebrating this. You had Hamas condemning it in English and praising it in Arabic.
That's interesting.
And the mainstream media did not touch it, did not go near it. And even more amazing, if that story is not amazing enough and disgusting enough, here's an amazing but hopeful sign. If you go to Ynet News, there's a story from several days later called IDF Settlers Save Arab Baby. Just as the chief of staff of the IDF was going to that location to give his condolences to the surviving members of the family, like the 12-year-old girl who found her family slaughtered, a Palestinian cab raced towards the entrance. Soldiers and paramedics discovered that there was a Palestinian woman in her 20s there, advanced labor, umbilical cord around the baby's neck, baby and mother in danger. So what do you think the IDF did at the location where Palestinians slaughtered Israeli women and children? Susanna, you want to guess what they did?
Oh, yeah, they saved the baby.
They saved the baby and they saved the mother. Now, the first story that these people were slaughtered and that there's, you know, this film on the net of the bodies and such is horrible, but it's a significant story that the media didn't cover. The second story, that the Palestinians were celebrating this, that's a significant story, and they still didn't cover it. But you've got the people who were attacked turning around and saving the lives of women and children on the other side at the location where the people are slaughtered. I mean, how do you not cover this? Susanna, help me out. Explain this to me.
Well, I saw Bernard Goldberg one time on the O'Reilly Factor, explaining media bias, and he says it's not what they cover, it's what they do not cover that really shows their bias. And I thought that was one of the best analogies I've ever heard. He said, you know, yeah, they might, you know, pretend to cover a story and come across unbiased, but he says it's the inconvenient details that they leave out, for instance. It's what they don't cover. Like this story, perfect example, they leave out the fact that they just make it sound like a garden variety murder. They leave out the fact that, okay, these were terrorists, that they killed small children. They leave out the fact that people were passing out candy and celebrating just like they did after 9/11. You know, they leave out all the inconvenient, messy details that might screw up their narrative.
Well, you know, an interesting thing, too, Peter, you brought up about some of the abortion issues and the Molotov cocktail thing, okay? Now, right here in Worcester, we have a Planned Parenthood. Across the street is a place called Problem Pregnancy. And Problem Pregnancy's mission is to show women alternatives to abortion. And as we all now know, if you don't know by now, I don't know, it's like that Geico commercial, you're under a rock, that basically one of the main missions of Planned Parenthood is for abortion. But yet there is a big white line that the city of Worcester, at least I believe this was the city of Worcester, painted across the street in a big semicircle where no people who, let's say, would want to protest, and I'll come back to that in a quick second, are allowed to be within that circle so that people going to that clinic can't be interrupted in their flow. Well, by my way of thinking, is that then there ought to be a circle on the other side of the street that the people who favor abortion can't protest over there. Now, the interesting thing is when I talked about protest, and Peter, I mentioned this to you, back in January or December, back around one of the snowstorms that I had been over. This was when we were still on in the evening.
Uh-huh.
And I was over there in the afternoon. I was driving down Pleasant Street, and I want to describe to you a protest. There was a man and a woman kneeling in the snow, praying a rosary silently about 25 or 30 feet away from the circle. They were there for almost 4 hours on their knees, and that's a protest. But yet you never hear about those silent vigils that people, you know, that people do.
Well, it's like the annual Right to Life protests. They are every year the largest protests in the Washington, bar none, and it is always undersold. But actually, there's something I wanted to ask you concerning this, Susanna, before we come to our next break at the bottom of the hour. We have a hard break for news.
Okay.
You're an editor, and mm-hmm. of course, I save my drafts on your site. Other of the bloggers who write at Minority Report save their drafts. To mm-hmm. what degree is it your job when you're doing editing, when you're looking for people, to try and make sure that the balance is there, to try and make sure that the coverage is there? To what degree does a site like the Minority Report have to bend in order to make sure that that the coverage is what you think it should be?
Oh, I mean, when I recruited bloggers, I mean, I bend over backwards to make sure that even though we're a right-leaning site, we have a diversity of opinions, even so far as I made sure we had a bunch of really good women bloggers. Because even women approach a story differently that'll be more cultural, more snarky, more, they'll have a little more flair, like we have, you know, Amy Miller, me, Sarah Rump, you know, Nice Deb, Susan Ann Hiller, who also writes with me in the green room, you know, but we make, you know, even that, just a lot of sites I notice don't have enough women bloggers. We make sure that, as I said before, we've got the libertarians, we've got the red meat guys. But I always try to make sure I have different, you know, a lot of our bloggers disagree with each other on issues, and that's good, you know, because you know what I'm saying? You don't want to get to the point where you're all just yes men agreeing with each other. Ala Pundit once said people overestimate how many people agree with them. And, you know, I think that's a good thing to remember, that just because your little circle of friends agrees with you doesn't mean everybody does.
That's true. It's like the Pauline Kael, you know, how could Nixon have won that nobody I knew voted for him? Now, you mentioned some of the sites you write at. Could you tell our listeners where they can find your writing besides the Minority Report again?
Oh, sure. I write in the green room, you know, at Hot Air. I write at Right Wing News for John Hawkins. I write for Park Bench. And Michael Fidanza is the CEO there, and my editor, Chris Yogers, who also writes for Big Hollywood, writes for me his movie reviews at The Minority Report. And then every now and then, my friend's blog, Hillbilly Politics, I'll cross-post there. But, yeah, the main four sites I write at are The Green Room, The Minority Report, Right Wing News, and Park Bench.
And you have time to do that while still editing The Minority Report and taking medical boards. How do you manage all of this?
I guess I just have effective time management skills, although lately this month I really haven't written a major column since my CPAC column. You know, I've written like small open threads announcing who are the new bloggers coming out of the Minority Report. Probably next week I'll start writing a major column again.
Well, we're going to have to take a hard break for CBS News. We will be right back on The Tech Guy on the Radio. Join us at 508-438-0965. And don't forget to stay tuned for Boston College basketball after the show today, starting at 11.
We abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything'll work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind.
CBS News Update, I'm Sharon Middleman. A meeting of world leaders in Paris on the crisis in Libya has just wrapped up. It's expected that military action by Western nations could soon begin. Tanks are moving into the eastern Libyan city of Benghazi. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi appears to be defying the will of the United Nations Security Council and attacking the city that's been at the center of the Libyan anti-government uprising. A full-scale assault by Libyan government forces on the rebel stronghold of Benghazi is in force at this hour. CBS News correspondent Mark Phillips with more on Gaddafi.
He sent letters off to President Obama and to the European leaders, Nicolas Sarkozy and David Cameron, today, warning of the consequences of any attack on Libya. He also continued his push militarily toward Benghazi, consolidating positions on the outskirts of the city and apparently shelling the city as well.
CBS News Update, I'm Sharon Middleman.
It's 10:32, 41 degrees in Worcester, 46 in Boston. Our WCRN AccuWeather forecast calling for a partly sunny day today with a high in the 40s. All our details coming up. Good morning, I'm Bob Hokanson. Well, while Governor Deval Patrick has taken some flack for his just-finished trade mission to Israel and England, Patrick is defending the trip, saying yesterday that he never disengaged from the daily state business during the 10-day excursion. Critics say the mission was short on substance, which Patrick chalks up to just plain spin. Well, the governor says he expects to meet with officials of Fidelity Investments to get a better explanation of why the investment company announced this week that it plans to move more than 1,000 jobs out of the Bay State to other locations in New England. Patrick says the state never got a chance to compete to keep those Fidelity jobs. Fallon Community Health Plan, the state's fourth largest health insurer, has become the latest to suspend pay for its board of directors. Spokeswoman says compensation for Fallon's directors was modest, ranging from an average of less than $14,000 to more than $23,000 a year. Blue Cross Blue Shield earlier suspended directors' pay throughout at least this year. And Boston's Archdiocese has yanked the real estate listing for a shuttered Roman Catholic church, saying it was causing confusion about its intent for the building. The spokesman says the listing of the Holy Trinity Church was meant to gauge the market or attract a buyer from a Catholic group, adding that the Archdiocese never intended to prematurely sell the property to a secular buyer. Now our WCRN AccuWeather forecast calling for sunshine today with a high in the 40s. Clear, cool tonight, low in the 20s. For Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high in the 40s. Cool on Sunday night, low in the upper 20s. Clouds moving in. And then Monday, cloudy, breezy, rain, high in the 40s. It's 41 in Worcester. Boston, you're at 46. In sports, Boston Celtics dropped a 93-77 loss last night to the Rockets in Houston. Bruins will be coming off a loss Thursday night to the Predators when they face the Maple Leafs tonight in Toronto. NCAA Hockey East title match now set. It'll be Boston College facing Merrimack. And in baseball action, Boston Red Sox dropped two split squad games. The first one 7-3 to the Tampa Bay Rays, and the second one 8-3 to the visiting Detroit Tigers. I'm Bob Hokanson for your True Talk Station, your News Talk Station. We are AM 830. We are WCRN.
Critic Yarrow Hall calls Linguini's Italian Eatery a tasty slice of fun. The Boston Phoenix says, "We'll never abandon Shrewsbury Street, but next time we're in the burbs, we'll drop in on the Linguini's family." Add your review to theirs at Linguini's Italian Eatery, 350 Boston Post Road West, Marlboro. Open 7 days. With no studio fees and no firing fees, the Pottery Paint and Place is already the best pottery deal around. Now if you mention the Tech Guy, you get 20% off your purchase. Paint away 7 days a week for less at the Pottery Paint and Place, 88 Mass Ave, Lunenburg, 978-348-1077.
Nails, makeup, facials, or hair. Sharp Design Salon not only makes you sparkle, but our late hours on Friday night and Saturday mean Bernie, Terry, Jackie, and Val are ready when you are. Look sharp with Sharp Designs, 360 Summer Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-3324.
And we are back on the Tech Guy on the Radio with John Weston and Susanna Fleetwood here on this abbreviated version of the Tech Guy on the Radio. We're going to have BC basketball at the top of the hour, preempting our second hour this week because of the NIT tournament. I want to remind people, if they want to get a look at Susanna and get a look at the various bloggers who have been and will be on the show in the future and in the past, you want to check out her Three Reasons Why CPAC is a Must for Every Conservative Activist post at hotair.com. That was from February 16th, and it has pictures of a lot of the bloggers who have been on and will be on in the future, along with Susanna. And I want to bring up again one of your posts that you put back in January. We talked about the media and ignoring stories. Back in January, you wrote about the reasons why the MSN botched the Tucson massacre and why they owe the victims and Sarah Palin an apology, and yet they're botching Wisconsin again with left-wing thuggery going on, death threats against legislatures, tax thrown in front of people's driveways, you know, people ripping up, literally ripping up recall petitions, and nothing happening. How is it that in an age of social media that the mainstream media thinks this can be gotten away with?
I mean, I think, first of all, that I remember reading the other day, I think it was Ace of Spades who said, I read it on Hot Air, but I believe they were quoting Ace of Spades, that now the media seems to have outed itself as being just a liberal propaganda arm. And I guess with that comes a certain amount of freedom. You know, now they're like, okay, well, the jig is up. We've been unmasked. Everybody knows we have an agenda. So, you know, okay, screw it. Let's just, you know, push our agenda then. We're not fooling anybody, so we might as well just report what we want to and not report what we don't. And so, I mean, I really think that's part of it, is now, you know, because of Fox, because of the blogs, people are so now aware that, I mean, I think the media, the last poll I saw, they had, what, 20% approval rating or something?
Uh-huh.
That they decided, well, we're not fooling anybody, so why should we even pretend anymore?
And it's getting, a great example of this has come up with Libya. And Professor Bainbridge of ProfessorBainbridge.com has commented on how the president is getting a pass on Libya. Now, for myself, I remember 3 weeks ago, a certain woman who was governor of Alaska at one time suggested that there should be a no-fly zone and that NATO should take the lead on this. And we heard crickets chirping, and not much happened. And now that Gaddafi is actually at Benghazi and doing some shelling of Benghazi at the moment, now we suddenly have the UN passing the resolution, the president talking alternately tough, as in we're going to strike, and not tough, as in, oh, we're only going to be there for a couple of days. And the left seems to be strangely silent, and I hate to give credit here, but Andrew Sullivan is about the only person on the left that I've noticed who has been consistent on this, speaking up one way or the other. And it's watching the media defend the president or jumping into knots defending the president, it's just hilarious.
You know, watching themselves tie themselves, you know, twist themselves up into pretzels is it's almost painful to watch. Ed Morrissey actually did have a good column the other day on Hot Air, talking about how the title was "Too Good to Check: Hillary Angrily Looking for Exits After Libya Vacillation," and it talks about how one of her aides leaked that she's just sick and tired of him. You know, a president who, quote, she's fed up with a president who, quote, can't make up his mind as Libyan rebels are on the brink of defeat. And she just is, you know, tired of the fact that she's trying to do whatever she can to keep things from imploding, but she feels like he's just constantly vacillating, and it makes, you know, he's a weak leader, and it makes it impossible for her to do her job.
Actually, I want to interrupt for a moment with some breaking news. 10:39 a.m., CNN is reporting that French jets are now flying combat flights over Libya as we speak. The French taking... I mean, how vacillating can our president be? I mean, think about this. This is the... John, the French are leading the charge here.
I don't know what to say.
Themselves. I'm sorry.
I got to coin what Howie Carr says. You can't make this up. It's amazing. It's mind-boggling.
I mean, Susanna, I mean, our president is making Sarkozy look like Napoleon here.
Are they flying Saabs, by the way?
Actually, they did have the type of jet down. If you give me a second, they are Rafale fighter jets.
Okay.
Rafale fighter jets. I can't give you details on those jets specifically, but they are flying combat over Libya now. The French.
And of course, our president, you know, he's very much involved. You know, he's down hanging out in South America, you know, kind of chilling. You know, he's had a tough week playing basketball, and he's kind of hanging out. So
picking the winning NBA bracket.
Yeah,
and now
you know,
Rio
and all that stuff.
Stressful.
And you know, I know it's really really stressful being president. You know, when you can't even comment on saying a little prayer for Japan and. Maybe comment on what's going on over there in the Middle East and, you know, all that
but
stuff.
Even funnier, again, to touch on the media aspect of this, the president's open air speech in Rio was brought inside because of protests
in Rio de Janeiro against
the president, which took place today, that the media is not covering.
Oh my God!
It was interesting because I brought that story in this morning, and because I saw it in the middle of the night.
And you should be listening starting at 6 when John is on over here.
And it basically said that he had canceled his speech, so they didn't tell the rest of the story.
So
that's interesting, Peter. See, this is why you have to listen to us all morning long here.
I mean, the difference with Bush, for instance, is just it's night and day how the media would have covered this. For instance, okay, if Condoleezza Rice's people were leaking that she might leave because she's fed up with a president who makes bad decisions or vacillates or can't make up his mind, the media would be talking about it nonstop. The only column I read about this is on Hot Air. Or if Bush was giving a speech in Rio de Janeiro and was, you know, surrounded by protesters, again, the media would be talking about it nonstop. You know, it's not what they report, it's what they don't report. With Obama, they just conveniently leave this stuff out.
And it's... To watch it happening over and over and over again is just amazing. I just can't wrap my head around how much it happens. And it's the uselessness of doing it that amazes me, because with social media, with sites like the Minority Report, with shows like ours,
right,
with Facebook, with Twitter, with all of these other ways of getting the word out, you can't really... hide this news. I mean, why not look at the ratings for Fox News, for example, and look at the ratings for MSNBC and CNN and decide, you know, I want a piece of that. I want to have a piece of that market.
Charles Krauthammer pointed out the other day, he said, Fox News has this brilliant business strategy. They've gone after a niche called half of the country.
I think it's probably more than half the country, to be really honest with you.
And it's
that's
it's
good.
Just
that's,
amazing
that's
to watch it happen and to watch it continually happening. I just I see this happening. I see what's going on, and it amazes me to no end that the media will do this and hopes to make money off of this, and advertisers too. If you're an advertiser, I mean, granted, you want, if you're an advertiser, if you sell soap, you want to sell soap to everybody, not just the left, not just the right. You want to sell.
Are you saying that the right's dirty? They get dirty.
Just, I mean, it's just an amazing thing that you, advertisers are going to go where the majority of the people are. You serve
the
majority.
Right. That's right.
And you're going to get, and you're going to get service. Well, we have some of our advertisers who are waiting to get their chance to sell their wares here. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back for our final segment with Susanna Fleetwood and John Weston here on an abbreviated version of the Tech Guy on the Radio with 50,000 watts of true talk, and soon 50,000 watts of Red Sox baseball coming in just a few weeks. Keep it on WCRN.
Aaron Pallet has been a leader in the industry known for dependable service for 43 years. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Need pallets in a pinch? Aaron Pallet's radio dispatch trucks are on the job, and your small business isn't small to us. A call to 800-248-7543 brings you the same great service that some of the largest food manufacturers in the world rely on. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg. On the web at aaronpallet.com.
Would you like to increase the value of your home? Are you tired of water in your basement? Well, stop ignoring a major part of your house.
And don't let your basement wash you out.
Hello, this is Joe.
And this is Diane from Basement Technologies of Western Mass. Did you know the air quality in your home is directly related to your basement?
If your basement is damp, musty, or you consider it the endangered zone, do what homeowners all over Western Mass do. Call the Wave Dogs at Basement Technologies of Western Mass at 1-888-WAVE-DOG and let us show you how easy and inexpensive it is to keep your basement dry for good.
As official installers of the Basement Technology Systems, our patented products keep moisture out of your basement and add usable storage and living space, which increases the value of your home.
So give us a call at 1-888-WAVE-DOG or visit us online at thewavedogs.com and keep your basement dry for good with our lifetime warranty.
And remember, don't let your basement wash you out.
We all know that the Border Grill and Bar on Mill Street, Leominster, and the Southside Grill and Margarita Factory on West Broadway in Gardner have some of the best food you can buy, from their Taco Tuesdays to their simply delicious all-you-can-eat weekday lunch buffets. Did you know that you can enjoy that same great taste at your home, business, or function? Our Good Eats to You catering service offers a wide menu of delicious choices. Hors d'oeuvres, cold cuts, brunches, and breakfast, and even theme parties and meals with your choice of full-service catering or drop-off shaping, all at prices that will leave a pleasant taste in your mouth. Let Good Eats to You make your party an event you'll never forget. Give us a call at 978-840-0194. That's 978-840-0194.
Have you always wanted to learn to fly? Well, you're just $59 away from the cockpit at the FCA Flight Center at Fitchburg Airport. You provide the drive. We'll provide the plane, the instructor, and the adventure. Take that first step into the freedom of the skies and find out just how affordable your dream can be. Conquer the air for only $59 at the FCA Flight Center at Fitchburg Airport, 978-345-0373. On the web at fcaflightcenter.com.
This is your safe water alert from EGR Labs, Leominster.
Did you know that your well needs to be maintained the same as your car? Over the course of a year, natural and man-made products seep into your well, affecting the water you drink. Make sure, like your furnace, you have your well checked annually to keep your drinking water fresh. For more information on water safety, check the ETR Labs website at etrlabs.com or call ETR Labs at 978-840-2941.
Mention the Tech Guy and get $10 off your next water test.
As oil continues to rise in price, let Fireside Stoves give you a low-cost alternative to stay warm. Coal, wood, or pellet, Fireside Stoves gives you the options that are both cheaper and greener than oil. Declare your energy independence with Fireside Stoves. 10 Mass Ave, Lunenburg, 978-424-4333.
At the law offices of Kristen A. Broussard, we understand that times are hard and even harder when you need a lawyer. That's why we offer
offer low rates and flexible payment plans to make things easier in a time of need. So when you need competent legal advice, call the law offices of Kristen A. Broussard for a free confidential consultation at 978-503-1119. That's 978-503-1119.
And we are back for our last segment today on the Tech on the Radio. I want to remind everybody before we're done today that this hour is brought to you by Basement Technologies of Western Massachusetts. Don't let your basement wash you out. Dial 1-888-WAVE-DOG. Keep your basement dry forever. If you want to invest in your home and make it more valuable, this is the way to do it. 1-888-WAVE-DOG. Give them a call. Tell them the Tech Guy sent you, and I'll tell you, you will not regret it. So then we were talking about the stories that the media is covering and the media is not. The media, and CNN in particular, has found a story worth covering. The Daily Caller is reporting that they are sending 400 reporters to cover the royal wedding. But I don't see how many reporters they're going to be sending. I don't know if they can spare one from Montana to cover the Molotov cocktail. Maybe two or three they can send to Israel to cover the slaughter of the Fogel family, and maybe they can spare one or two to cover some of the attacks and some of the violence against the supporters of Governor Walker in Wisconsin. You think they can spare any of those 400? Susanna, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, probably not. Yeah, that story, I saw that column on your blog. It was an excellent column. And that was a great point you made, that, yeah, they probably can't. I mean, again, like Bernard Goldberg said, it's not what they cover, it's what they don't. It's what they don't prioritize those because it doesn't fit to their narrative. I remember last summer when the Black Panther story broke, I wrote a column and compared the media to, like, children putting their fingers in their ears when they're told to eat their vegetables. You know, if it's something they don't want to hear, they just put their fingers in their ears and they're like, la, 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 I can't hear you. And
reminds me of Pee Wee Herman. Remember that TV show when he used to go, la, 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 la?
Yeah, exactly. That's how they are. And I remember it took them weeks of, you know, these video after video of these people, you know, saying racial slurs, intimidating voters were coming out. I mean, and I remember writing that if, you know, two white bubbas in Mississippi were hurling racial epithets at African-American voters, oh, my God, and the Bush administration had dropped a case against them after they won it, you know, the media would be going bananas. But they just kept ignoring it and then started calling people racist who brought it up. And like with the Acorn story, video after video came out, you know, day after day until they finally started covering it. It was like they were just trying to put their fingers in their ears hoping it would go away.
Speaking of the Acorn story, to interrupt very briefly, I want to remind everyone that Anita Moncrief, who is the Acorn whistleblower, will be our guest next week on the show. Also head of the Cypress Atticus Tea Party out of Texas, your neck of the woods.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a good show.
Well, you're going to have to listen. You're going to have to blog about it on the Minority Report. So what's the big news on the Minority Report today? I see the headline is, shocker, Obama underestimated the amount of the U.S. debt he was building.
Oh, yeah, that's a column by Eric Brockway. It's a really, really good column. And, yeah, he talks about in that Obama initially said that he would have the U.S. debt cut in half by the end of his first term. And now the CBO just released a report showing that Obama is spending over $1 trillion more than he pledged to cut. So, I mean, is it basically that he just lied, or that he just didn't prioritize the debt, or that he was just telling people what they wanted to hear, you know? But, yeah, it's a really, really good column.
And speaking of another good column on the Minority Report, there's one by Jeff Dunnitz about Michigan Democrats arrested for putting bogus Tea Party candidates on the ballot. Vote fraud, and again, another topic that, although Jeff Dunnitz of Yid With Lid has covered on your site, the media hasn't decided it's interesting.
Yeah, that was a great column that, yeah, he just put up yesterday from the Yid With The Lid. He's been started blogging with us. And, yeah, it's a, you would think, again, would be a big story. I guarantee you if Republicans were putting bogus candidates on the ballot, they would be covering it. So, I mean, that's how you know if they're ignoring a story. You ask yourself, would, if it was turned around the other way, would they cover it? If your answer is yes, then they're putting their fingers in their ears, doing the Pee Wee Herman saying, la, 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 I can't hear
you. Well, we know that the Minority Report is covering it, and you need to go, to all of our listeners, you need to go to theminorityreport.com, click on click to subscribe. You'll find me, you'll find Susanna, you'll find some of the best bloggers in the country, all over the country, covering stories that the mainstream media is not touching, but we are touching, and John is touching at 6 and at 7.
Respectfully.
And that we are covering strongly. Well, we're coming near to the end of our time. Suzanne, I want to thank you for coming on this abbreviated version. I'm sorry we couldn't give you the full 2 hours as normal, but we'll have you back for one of our roundtables. And, of course, if you're ever in Massachusetts, we'll have you in studio. We would love to have you here.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be on your show. Thanks so much for inviting me.
And, John, thanks for staying late here.
Absolutely. It's always a good time, and I always learn something when I come on, as a matter of fact. That's what I like to do. I like to learn something.
And Bob, our engineer, we didn't have time to include you in the roundtable, but it looks like Gaddafi's still in charge over there, so he's
Bob
got another
right
10
again.
Weeks. Another 10 days to see if it keeps up.
Yeah, let me just chime in then, since you brought my name up. We should actually do some sort of tally as to how often I'm right, which is pretty much most of the time.
Pretty much most of the time.
When you get down to it. So, and I don't mind bragging on myself, because it ain't bragging if it's true.
That's right. That's right. That's why you beam in the
glass. That's right, yes.
And Susanna, you're about to say something. I cut you off because we're near at the end. I'll give you the last word.
I was just going to say thank you also for blogging with us at the Minority Report. You've been a great asset, and we're so happy to have you.
Gribes, I love it when your boss says nice things.
Well, hey, listen, it's very nice to have you on, and hopefully we can meet sometime. And I'm if you ever would like to join any of our shows in the morning, just get a hold of us through Peter, because it'd probably be easier, and we'd like to have you come on.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been a pleasure, and so nice to meet you.
And we have Conservative Talk, remember, from 6 a.m. all the way to noon, except for today. But now it's time for BC trying to advance in the NIT tournament against Northeastern. It's the Tech Guy on the Radio signing off. BC Basketball coming up next.
And don't forget, the Red Sox are coming. The Red Sox are coming.
The Red Sox are coming.
Would you like to increase the value of your home? Are you tired of water in your basement? Well, stop ignoring a major part of your house.
And don't let your basement wash you out.
Hello, this is Joe.
And this is Diane from Basement Technologies of Western Mass. Did you know the air quality in your home is directly related to your basement?
If your basement is damp, musty, or you consider it the endangered zone, do what homeowners all over Western Mass do. Call the Wave Dogs at Basement Technologies of Western Mass at 1-888-WAVE-DOG and let us show you how easy and inexpensive it is to keep your basement dry for good.
As official installers of the Basement Technology Systems, our patented products keep moisture out of your basement and add usable storage and living space, which increases the value of your home.
So give us a call at 1-888-WAVE-DOG or visit us online at thewavedogs.com and keep your basement dry for good with our lifetime warranty.
And remember, don't let your basement wash you out.
Central Plaza Pizza, 220 Main Street, is more than just the best pizza in Townsend. Our half-pound burgers, fresh haddock, and toasted raviolis will keep your mouth watering as our free delivery saves you money. And each purchase enters you in our monthly drawing for free Bruins tickets. Join our family at Central Plaza Pizza, 220 Main Street, Townsend, 978-597-2223.
Nails, makeup, facials, or hair. Sharp Design Salon not only makes you sparkle, but our late hours on Friday night and Saturday mean Bernie, Terry, Jackie, and Val are ready when you are. Look sharp with Sharp Designs, 360 Summer Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-3324.
At Acid Rain Audio, our speakers put the bump in your trunk. But that's not all. Our music store carries a full line of guitars, LP percussion, and supplies from beginners to pro, so the music doesn't stop when the car's turned off. Make and play your music at Acid Rain Audio, 157 Lunenburg Street, Fitchburg, 978-549-2415.
Aaron Pallet has provided dependable service for 43 years to businesses large and small. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, 800-248-7543. On the web at aaronpallet.com.